All right, today's other big story. Around the world, companies are asking their employees to work from home because of the coronavirus outbreak. Some people love it, other people don't. NPR's Yuki Noguchi talked to people about their experiences.
Early last Tuesday, Cindy Ruiz got an email.
They're just shutting down the office for the week.
Coronavirus cases cropped up near the San Mateo office of Dun & Bradstreet. Ruiz works in sales for the financial data company. For many, the widespread embrace of remote work is a welcome change they've always wanted. They're reacting on social media the way kids celebrate snow days. No commutes, flexible schedule, home-cooked lunch. Ruiz, however, is not in that camp. Sure, she says, there are some perks, if you could call it that.
I did do laundry. I currently am doing laundry.
The coronavirus is putting remote work to a gigantic test. The sheer scale of it is unprecedented. Throughout China, Italy, Japan, and South Korea, workers have been on lockdown. Last week, the same happened in Seattle. Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, and Google all told employees there to remain home. Twitter and payment company Square are also working remotely. Ruiz says she misses things at the office, like her special headset and her big screen computer. Also, her home Wi-Fi is neither fast nor secure enough to access some critical websites. Most of all, she misses her colleagues. This past week reminds Ruiz of her last job, where she worked from home every day.
That was the reason why I left that position and went to this one. I'm a person that needs to be in the office.
Remote work is teaching companies a lot about how well they function when they're not all together. About a week ago, Jonathan Wasserstrom told employees to work from home. He's CEO of Squarefoot, a New York commercial real estate company. The last time that happened was a year ago when the office internet went down.
We said, okay, work from home. And two-thirds of the employees were like, oh, but my laptop's at work.
This time he wants to be prepared. Personally, Wasserstrom is no fan of remote work. He says it's impossible to read a room over a conference line. Plus, about a third of Squarefoot staff are brokers. They tour buildings with clients.
If all of a sudden they said you can't have face-to-face meetings with people, it would be hard for us to do a bunch of those transactions.
In fact, remote work isn't always possible. Hourly workers don't get paid if they don't work, for example. Those in retail, manufacturing, or healthcare usually must be physically present to work. But it's a huge perk for people like Tristan Gayette. Gayette is a field manager for a nonprofit and loves working from home in Toledo.
For me, it's a lot easier to work in silence. I also appreciate the fact that working from home, I can kind of migrate from room to room if I'm not feeling super productive in one room.
Gayette says it can be isolating, so relying heavily on tools like Slack and webcams are key.
I get a lot of FaceTime, so I don't feel like I'm like socially isolated at all. I also realize, you know, not everybody is built for this. If you're very extroverted, which is not me, you probably would not enjoy this as much as I do.
Gayette hopes the coronavirus will help promote working from home.
If employees don't have to come in, they're not paying to commute, they're not adding to the carbon footprint, they don't have to buy or bring a lunch.
It's not clear whether the coronavirus will change Wasserstrom's mind about remote work. His real estate company ordered loads of hand sanitizer and told employees to come back to the office.
I don't believe people are as productive at home.
At the same time, he worries about his wife, who is 7 months pregnant and commuting to her office.
We'll see how much longer we keep sending her to do that, especially because she commutes on the subway.
Perhaps he'll change his mind about remote work again. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.